Hello, friend. If you don't know me yet, I'm Rodney Dreyer. If you do, then welcome back. It's a beautiful evening outside. The sun has just set and there's a gentle breeze. The paint of the sky fades into the enigmatic masterwork of the web of stars. Twilight time, the realm of the liminal, the boundary between day and night, light and darkness. Perceptions of the visible fading with the light, and musings of the invisible and fantastic, growing with the dark of the night. I really enjoy twilight time. It's just the right time of day for stories of the things that, well, just can't be readily classified. These are the times when I like to sit back, smoke a pipe, and think about this experience that we call reality. So pull up a chair and join me tonight in the twilight of perception. Welcome to the inaugural episode of Twilight of Perception, where we delve into the mysteries that lie just beyond the edge of conventional understanding. Tonight, we're exploring the enigmatic world of anachronistic artifacts, objects found in places or times where they seemingly don't belong. But first, let's talk just a little about the man whose work inspired this podcast about Fortiana. Well, that would be the man himself, Charles Fort. Don't worry if you know absolutely nothing of the man. In a forthcoming episode, we'll get into the weeds about his life, views, and research. For right now, we'll talk just a bit about his fascinating and original concept of what he calls damned data. Charles Fort was a writer and researcher who spent his life compiling anomalies that challenged the scientific orthodoxy of his time. Born in 1874, Fort had a knack for finding data that science couldn't explain or chose to ignore, which he famously termed damned data. These are observations dismissed by mainstream science because they don't fit into the current understanding of the world. In his 1919 book, The Book of the Damned, Fort presents several intriguing examples of anachronistic artifacts. For instance, he describes the discovery of a modern-looking hammer embedded in rock dated to over 100 million years old in London, Texas, in the 1930s. How did it get there? Fort also mentions the Antikythera mechanism, a 2,000-year-old device with intricate gears found in an ancient Greek shipwreck that functioned as an advanced astronomical calculator, with nothing else like it appearing for another 1,000 years. Fort's work challenges us to keep an open mind to possibilities and to question what we think we know. As he muses in The Book of the Damned, he began with a notion that objects may have fallen to Earth from some other world that, quote, had or has a tutelary interest in this earth and which is now attempting to communicate with this earth, end quote. While Fort himself evolved beyond that initial idea, it laid the groundwork for later ancient astronaut theories. Now let's examine some of the most intriguing anachronistic artifacts from the historical record that align with Fort's damned data. The Fuente Magna Bowl, 1950s. In the 1950s, a stone bowl was found near Lake Titicaca in Bolivia. Known as the Fuente Magna Bowl, it features engraved writing that appears to be a Proto-Sumerian script from the ancient Near East. If authenticated, this would indicate trans-oceanic contact thousands of years before Columbus. The Main Penny, 1957. In 1957, a Norse coin dating back to the 11th century was found at a Native American settlement in Maine. This discovery suggests that Vikings may have traveled further into North America than previously thought. The Ica Stones, 1960s. In the 1960s, the Ica Stones were found in a cave in Peru. These stones depict humans coexisting with dinosaurs and using advanced technology. While their authenticity is debated, they remain an intriguing anomaly. As researcher Graham Hancock notes, many such artifacts have been found which are, quote, extraordinary and don't fit the model of history that archaeologists have created, unquote. He argues these discoveries are often ignored because they threaten the accepted paradigm. We've only scratched the surface of the strange world of out-of-place artifacts. Join us after a quick break as we explore more recent discoveries and the theories seeking to explain them. Welcome back, folks. Let's now examine some of these intriguing anachronistic artifacts detailed by Fort, as well as others discovered in more recent times. The London Hammer, 1936. In 1936, near London, Texas, a hammer was found encased in rock that dates back over 100 million years. The hammerhead, made of iron, is surrounded by a solid mass of quartzite, a very hard rock. The handle appears to be made of wood that has since petrified. How did a modern-looking hammer become encased in ancient rock? The Dorchester Pot, 1852. In 1852, blasting work in Dorchester, Massachusetts, exposed a mysterious metallic vessel from solid rock dated to over 500 million years old. The bell-shaped vessel featured inlaid silver designs and an unknown metal. Mainstream science attributes it to a pocket of a more recent stratum that had sunk into the ancient rock, but the question remains open. The Aiud Artifact, 1974. Workers on the banks of the Mura River in Aiud, Romania, discovered an unusual object in 1974. Encased in sandstone dated to 250,000 years old was a wedge-shaped metal object resembling an axe head, composed of an alloy of aluminum, copper, and silicon. The object has sparked debate about its possible extraterrestrial origins. The Sangxingdui Artifacts, 1986. In 1986, the Sangxingdui site in China unearthed artifacts radically different from contemporary Chinese culture, including bronze masks and tools with no known parallels, suggesting a complex unknown civilization around 3,000 years ago. These discoveries, along with many others, continue to challenge conventional timelines of human history and technological development. They raise profound questions about the possibility of lost civilizations or ancient visitations from beyond Earth. Now let's consider some of the leading alternative history theories put forth to explain these anachronistic artifacts. The Ancient Astronaut Theory. Popularized by Eric von Däniken and others, the ancient astronaut theory proposes that extraterrestrial beings visited Earth in antiquity, significantly influencing the development of human cultures and technologies. Proponents point to out-of-place artifacts, megalithic structures, and artwork depicting beings in spacesuits as evidence of alien intervention in our distant past. Atlantis and Lost Civilizations. Plato's account of the lost island civilization of Atlantis has long captured the imagination of alternative history enthusiasts. Some, like Graham Hancock, argue that a highly advanced civilization thrived during the last ice age, but was destroyed in a cataclysm. leaving only scattered remnants of its technology and knowledge behind. These survivors may have seeded later civilizations. Time travel. Could anachronistic artifacts be evidence of time travelers visiting the distant past? If time travel is possible, either by technological or natural means, might objects or people from the future have been transported into remote antiquity? This theory, while highly speculative, offers a thought-provoking explanation for artifacts that seem to defy their historical context. And of course, there are those who try to reconcile these findings with biblical accounts in the book of Genesis, with its mention of the Nephilim, the sons of God who may have been giants and were supposedly wiped off the face of the earth during Noah's flood. The debate even rages in these circles as some insist that the earth is much younger than the evidence suggests, claiming either error in dating techniques or a general change in the nature of the planet, which makes impossible standard dating before a certain time. And on the other side of this argument are the many old earth creationists who believe that scientific dating is correct and that the timeline of scripture is vague or literary. While all these theories are highly controversial and often dismissed by mainstream scholars, they continue to capture the public imagination as well as engage the evidence rather than outright dismissing it. As Charles Fort mused, perhaps we are like savages on an island, aware of only a few passing ships, but unaware of the larger complexes of civilizations that may exist beyond our limited perception. But the story doesn't end there. Just last year in 2023, a very recent discovery has once again thrown a wrench into the standard timeline of human technological development. In Zambia, archaeologists found wooden logs dating back approximately 476,000 years that show clear signs of being worked with stone tools. The logs were deliberately shaped and notched to interlock at right angles, likely forming part of a platform, walkway, or shelter. This pushes back the earliest evidence of complex woodworking by over 75,000 years. Previously, the oldest known wooden tools were spears from Germany, dated to around 400,000 years ago. The Zambian logs demonstrate that structural woodworking emerged much earlier in the archaeological record than previously thought. However, there's a catch. The structure predates the emergence of Homo sapiens, and so the satraps of modern science say it was likely built by an ancestral species such as Homo heidelbergensis. But here's the thing. There is absolutely no physical evidence of any ancestral hominid species found on or near the site. The attribution to Homo heidelbergensis is pure speculation, based on trying to fit the discovery into the current mainstream paradigm of the emergence of the human species. In other words, science is relying on its own book of Genesis. In reality, we have no idea who constructed this ancient wooden structure or how they possess the knowledge and technology to do so. Mainstream anthropology falls back on faulty logic, assuming it must have been a pre-human species, without any corroborating evidence, simply because the find doesn't fit into the standard narrative. Once again, we see how anachronistic artifacts like the Zambian logs, which defy conventional timelines and attributions, are either ignored or forced to conform to established theories, however shaky their foundations. Damned data, indeed. Once again, a discovery like this raises more questions than answers about the true history of human origins and technology. I hope you've enjoyed this brief journey through time and mystery, exploring anachronistic artifacts and the theories that seek to explain them. Join us next time as we continue to probe the shadows of history and challenge the boundaries of the known. Until then, keep an open mind and remember, the world is much stranger than we suppose. And often our vision fails us in the twilight of perception.